It was early in the morning. All the chief priests and the elders of the people decided to put Jesus to death. They tied him up and led him away. Then they handed him over to Pilate, who was the governor. Judas, who had handed him over, saw that Jesus had been sentenced to die. He felt deep shame and sadness for what he had done. So he returned the 30 silver coins to the chief priests and the elders. He said,
"I have sinned. I handed over a man who is not guilty."
They replied,
"What do we care? That's your problem."
So Judas threw the money into the temple and left. Then he went away and hanged himself. The chief priests picked up the coins. He said,
"It's against the law to put this money into the temple fund. It is blood money. It has paid for a man's death."
So they decided to use the money to buy a potter's field. People from other countries would be buried there. That is why it has been called the Field of Blood to this very day. Then the words spoken by Jeremiah the prophet came true. He had said,
"They took the 30 silver coins. That price was set for him by the people of Israel. They used the coins to buy a potter's field, just as the Lord commanded me."